Court-appointed special advocates, volunteers advocating for abused and neglected kids living in foster care and helping them get safe, permanent homes. That's basically what CASA is all about in the capital area. And they could use your help. They could use new advocates. They could use some financial backing as well.
Well, yeah, and they've got a couple things coming up. They've got their golf tournament coming up, which is always a lot of fun and a big fundraiser for them. But they have got orientation sessions. If you think you would like to be trained to be a CASA volunteer, if you want to be a court-appointed special advocate, we're going to tell you how you can go and get oriented for training. Jennifer Meyer, who is a frequent guest on this show and is with CASA of Baton Rouge, joins us now. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. We're pretty contemporaneous today on this because you've got one today, but then you've got a whole bunch coming up in February, these trainings.
Yes, we have an orientation session happening tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 27th at noon. So those are just 45-minute informational sessions where you can come to our office and learn more about becoming a CASA volunteer. Coming to an orientation does not commit you to anything, but again, it's just a way for you to learn more. It's the only time where we have applications available, just a chance for you to come in and see us, get to know us a little bit.
It really seems like a great idea for someone to come by, and that way they could find out, are they prepared to make the commitment to CASA?
Exactly.
And I see that you've got through February and March, you've got times spread out on different days and at different times. So no matter what your business day or your lifestyle is, there's a time that's liable to suit you.
Exactly. We hold them pretty much on a weekly basis. And you said that we accept people from all walks of life with all different types of schedules. So we like to scatter them throughout different times of the day, different times of the week so that people can make it. All of our orientation dates are available on our website at CASABR, that's CASABR.org. We have a whole list of dates through the end of March.
Jennifer, last time we had you on was prior to the holidays.
And, yes.
A friend of mine stopped me and said, let me talk to you about this. I'm worried. I said, what are you worried about? They said, I'm worried that I'd go through this training and that I'd make a mistake in front of the judge and cause more harm than good for the kid. Now, that really isn't in the picture, is it?
No. So the court aspect of it is really not very frequent. Typically, what I've heard is that court hearings for the kids are just about every 6 months, so twice a year or so. And CASA volunteers very rarely get up and testify. It's mostly that the CASA volunteer submits a written report to the judge with the help of an advocate supervisor on our CASA staff prior to the hearing. And so the judge can be really filled in on everything that's happening in the child's life and what the child's needs are. So you have a dedicated, committed staff person with CASA who's going to help you every step along the way.
Talk about the benefits to the child and the benefits to the advocate as well.
Well, we serve youth ranging in age from birth to 18, and they all, of course, have been through traumatic experiences, abuse, neglect, what have you. That's the reason they are in foster care in state custody. And they really need a voice to speak up for them. They already have a social worker with the state, and they already have an attorney. But those people, despite their best intentions to make a difference, they have enormous caseloads. And the CASA volunteer typically serves on one case at a time, which could involve one child or a sibling group. So the CASA volunteer can really get in there and be the one person who knows everything there is to know about the child. And then, of course, the CASA volunteer doing this work can see firsthand the benefits, whether it means that that child has reached a safe and permanent home because of the advocacy or even that the child now has a consistent, stable presence in their lives.